This is one of those projects that I think a lot of amateur boat restorers are going to come across, especially if you're dealing with boats that are several decades old and they had headliner on interior portions of the boat. Over time and with age, the portholes, the windows on the boat will begin to leak, maybe because they're not installed properly or just because they get old and the sealant fails. And the headliner on the interior of the boat will eventually absorb moisture, water, and you're liable to get not only mold, but also rot in the coring of the hull of the boat, especially on the top sides. I wanted to make this video to really kind of talk about this issue and put it out there. The following is a simulcast audio of my YouTube channel, Motor City Boatworks. Motor City Boatworks is my retirement amateur boat building and boat restoration studio. It's where I cover the projects in my boat shop. I'm rebuilding a 1986 Alban 27 pocket trawler and a 1982 Skipper 20 pocket sailboat. I cover the nuances, the tips and the tricks, the ups and the downs of what it's really like to be working on these old boats. I've been restoring boats for about 30 years as an amateur.
My portholes are absolutely rotten, but I think I have a solution.
Episode 7, Repairing Rotted Portholes.
Last episode, we were discussing how I started my trawler restoration. The first thing I did was to begin to remove the headliner, which covered the entire boat, from the forward cabin all the way to the aft. But once the headliner was removed, it became really obvious that there was a much bigger problem going on behind the vinyl covering. The walls of the forward cabin and the aft cabin were rotten. Water had leaked in from the portholes and saturated the plywood coring. This was going to be a really difficult and time-consuming repair.
Well, we're starting our second year working on the boat. And it's been a long winter time. I've been working on the wood and a variety of indoor projects, and it's time to start working on the portholes. This is uncovered plywood here that they only glassed halfway up. So we've got to totally sheet this in fiberglass and replace some of the coring here. And we'll mix up some epoxy paste and we'll kind of get it in there and seal these edges all around here so that we can get a good finish on all of the portholes. You can see the gap here for the rotted. You can see the damage here. This is what happens if it's not watertight and when you use plywood on a porthole there. Nasty.
This is a job for the right tools. I like to use a nice, wide, sharp carpenter's chisel. And I also like to use an oscillating multi-tool. I call it the chopper. This is not a job for your old handy screwdriver. I promise you, if you use a screwdriver, you're gonna punch a hole through your cabin top. Ask me how I know.
Spent the day today dealing with rotted coring in the forward cabin around the portholes because the portholes weren't sealed properly. And because they weren't fully fiberglass from the factory, water eventually got into the core, which is plywood, and it rotted over the years. So it's a structural issue, not to mention you can't get a good seal on the windows now because the whole thing flexes because everything's delaminated. So what I've done is gone into the window here and taken it down to the bare fiberglass skin. You can see the coring here. It's not pretty. And what I'll do is I'll put in some new quarter inch plywood, glass that in, then glass over the outside here, and eventually we'll be back to solid bulkhead here around the portholes. It's just a mess. This is an example of what happens when a factory doesn't fiberglass everything interior. In the case of the Albans, this is a common problem. They only fiberglass this far. You can see where the fiberglass ends. And so water leaks in from the portholes because they're screwed in, not through bolted. And this is the result. You get a rotted core. And it's got to be taken out and replaced with new coring and new fiberglass. Big job. But I feel confident when we're done, you know, we'll have the forward cabin back the way it should be. Nice and solid.
You have to keep removing material until you get down to the dry, clean fiberglass substrate. In some cases, this may be the fiberglass exterior skin that's on the outside of the cabin, but all the coring has to go. You can't leave anything that's rotted or contaminated or falling apart or crumbly. It's all got to be nice and firm and dry.
This stuff is going to be good.
What is that?
This is Kusa board. It's a composite material that's a 5-1 coring substitute for fiberglass. And we're replacing the cabin top using this material here. It's really great to work with. The only problem is it's made of like a polyurethane foam sandwiched in with pieces of fiberglass mat and then fiberglass roving. And when you cut it, it particleizes a very tiny, small amount of dust. And, you know, if you breathe it, it's very nasty stuff. So that's kind of why I'm all suited up, so I don't have problems with it. Fiberglass itching. This is much worse than normal fiberglass stuff because when you cut it, it just gets so fine. I don't know if you can see the dust here, but it's very, very fine. So it's almost like less than sand. So we want to make sure we cut it real good, do it outside. The rain will wash everything away. But the parts are cutting up real good and they're going to fit real well and replace around the portholes where the plywood rotted. And these will fit in there, we'll glue them in place, and then we'll come back and fiberglass the outside of it, the whole inside of the cabin. It doesn't have to be fiberglass. It doesn't need to be sealed in any way. You don't have to seal the edges, and you don't have to put a hot coat on it before you put fiberglass on it. It's totally waterproof, mold resistant the way it is. You could use it bare if you wanted to, but we'll put fiberglass on it just to make the interior nice and clean before we put in the liner. I'm cutting out the portholes here.
Board is a really great product. It looks like this. You can see up close that it's some type of a extremely dense polyurethane foam that is intermingled with fiberglass strands. It's rigid. The great thing about Kusa board is it's 40% lighter than plywood. It's waterproof. It's rot-proof, it's bug-proof, it's some amazing stuff. And frankly, it's the new way to build boats. I use Kusa board anywhere that you would normally use a marine plywood. In my area, and in many areas of the United States, marine plywood is just not that cheap. And when you compare the cost of marine plywood versus a synthetic material like Kusa board, it's close and it's competitive. It can be difficult to find. This material used to be called Penske board, and it has some other industry names. If you check with your local plastic supplier, they'll be able to get this material or a close substitute. Once you get down to a good clean surface, now it's time to make a pattern and start cutting out pieces of Kusa board to put back into the cabin top. They don't all have to fit in one solid piece. You can put it in jigsaw-like. You glue them to the walls using epoxy resin, thickened with a fiberglass hardener. You mix it up so it's a nice, thick, peanut butter consistency. You slather it on both pieces and you kind of stick it together. And then I use duct tape to hold everything in place. What you're trying to do is build back up and reinforce the core of the cabin tops. Once you fit all the CUSA board pieces in place, you're gonna go back and fill any gaps with epoxy resin. Then you're gonna lay a sheet of fiberglass biaxial cloth over the top of the CUSA board. Make sure it's wetted out properly and you have a good anchor at the top and bottom of the window. There'll be some finishing at the end. You might need to fill in the weave or smooth out the texture of the fiberglass fabric. But don't worry, once you have a nice smooth surface, or at least one that you can attach headliner or carpet or even paint to, you'll be in good shape. This week, we have a question from Mr. Marshall Mathers from Jackson, Michigan. And Mr. Mathers would like to know, hey, I see you pulled out a bazillion staples from the inside of the boat cabin. What do you do with all those metal staples? Why, that's a great question. We put them in our handy magnetic parts tray. You don't want those metal staples on the ground where they can stick in your feet or get trapped inside the house. Ask me how I know. If you like these videos, please subscribe and click the like button. These videos would not be possible without your support. Thank you. Or my website, MotorCityBoatWorks.com. Boatworks is spelled B-O-A-T-W-E-R-K-S.